Welcome to the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Smithsonian's National Postal Museum to open Voting by Mail exhibition. The National Postal Museum's exhibition Voting by Mail, Civil War to COVID-19, explores the history and significance of voting by mail in America's democracy. From its origins during the Civil War and World War II to the present day, every state now has some form of voting by mail. The exhibition, open from August 24th through February 23rd, 2025, showcases the evolution of absentee and all-mail voting, with objects on display illustrating the early history and modern use of mail in elections. Director Elliot Gruber expressed excitement about presenting the role of mail in U.S. elections, highlighting its long-standing importance in providing election information and materials to the public. The exhibition is supported by educational resources and a special website for further exploration.
Kennedale proposes massive changes in new comprehensive plan, eliminating all industrial businesses on the south side of town. Kennedale Alliance of Business Owners, KABO, has raised concerns over the proposed comprehensive zoning plan that aims to convert all industrial businesses on the south side of town to commercial use. The city formed a committee to review the existing land plan, but some members feel their input was not fully considered. The plan, authored by a consulting firm, suggests significant changes without addressing the economic impact on the community. KABO believes that eliminating industrial businesses will result in job loss and decreased tax revenue, urging citizens to voice their opposition at the upcoming public hearing on August 20th at City Hall. The organization advocates for maintaining industrial presence in the Southern Corridor and encourages business owners to join and support their mission. For more information, contact Executive Director Joe Palmer at 682-774-5167 or go4kabo@gmail.com. Ron Gordon Watch Repair announces new post on revival of the Longines Pilot Magitech. Ron Gordon Watch Repair in New York City has announced new content focusing on the Longines Pilot Magitech. The post highlights the relaunch of the iconic 1935 model, blending historical charm with advanced watchmaking. The Longines Pilot Magitech Pioneer Edition features a dark gray titanium construction, a cushion-shaped case, and chronometer certification by the COS. This limited edition watch pays tribute to its inaugural year with only 1,935 pieces available. The modern twist includes a grade 5 titanium case, a fluted rotating bezel system, and enhanced water resistance up to 100 meters. The Longines caliber L893.6 offers resistance to magnetism and a 72-hour power reserve. With various strap options, including a green NATO-type nylon strap, the Pilot Magitech is not just for pilots, but a statement piece for watch enthusiasts. Visit the Ron Gordon Watch Repair website for more information on Longines and their services. Canada's Indian Sweet Master celebrates 14 years of culinary excellence. Indian Sweet Master, a popular dining establishment in the Greater Toronto area, recently celebrated its 14th anniversary with a special evening in Brampton, Ontario. Founded in 2010 by Jasdeep Chawla, Indian Sweet Master offers authentic Indian cuisine loved by locals. The restaurant has expanded from North Indian to South Indian, street food, and lunchbox services. Chawla aims to evolve Indian Sweet Master into a beloved community space and household name, with plans for further expansion, including a party hall and retail services. Grateful for the community's support, Chawla emphasizes the restaurant's consistent quality and unique ambiance. Visit Indian Sweet Master's website to learn more about their diverse offerings.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.